You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Bad Sav's the name of the band. That was the name of the band you're just listening to. And the name of the song, I just remind myself, was called Buy Something New. All this work we do on budgeting and sort of stuff with simplicity in that, and buy something new. Hey, Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure to welcome a listener into the show. You're always welcome up here. Everyone, don't all come up at once, though. But Jack, you're a listener, but
I
also
am.
You're a filmmaker, and you're just releasing and announcing the arrival of your film.
Yes.
Is it your first film?
It is my first film, yeah.
Wow, congratulations, man.
That must be really exciting. Just to say, for your first film, straight into the New Zealand Film Festival, which is quite an achievement. Like, if I was to make my first film, I don't feel like it would slip straight on in.
Mucking around on phones first or with video cameras for how long?
Yeah.
How long are you doing that for?
For about 10 years, yeah. A long apprenticeship, making, you know, little movies that no one really saw, and then had a crack at this one.
And always been docker? Always thought docos?
Yeah, I sort of started in factual TV, and that's where I sort of looked.
I see, you've done a few TV chops. You've done a bit of work in TV, yeah?
Yeah. And then I had a really great sort of run in the first parts of my career, and then I got on The Hobbit, you know, which is like the best place to learn. You know, that's like the Formula One of filmmaking, you know?
And then fast-tracked into the real deal.
Yeah, totally. And then I sort of, got enough confidence and decided to have a crack and just started shooting this documentary, yeah.
Now, the name of the documentary is She Shares, and it's about that classic, and not dying, but you know, probably not as popular as it once was, rural art of shearing sheep, but with a twist.
Yeah. It's about five female sheep shearers, and they're competing at the Golden Shears and Masters.
Female sheep shearers?
Yeah. It's a sort of growing profession for women, which is really awesome. And you know, back in the heyday of sheep shearing in the sort of 80s, there was only about five female shearers in about 5,000, so not many at all. And these days, it's like 40, one in 40, which is you know, quite a few comparatively speaking, and they're really awesome. It's pretty cool job. Like, if you're good at it, you're good at it. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a man or woman.
I remember ages ago talking to that guy. I can't remember his name. He was like the world's. You know, he won the world champs or something. The one that went and did some charity boxing match and got smashed.
Sir David Fagan, was it? Was that him?
Is he Sir now? Is he?
Yeah.
David Fagan. And he got his nose broken in the boxing ring. And I remember thinking, leave him alone. He's the world's best sheep shearer. But he was a really cool guy. And we think of it traditionally, we think of sheep shearing as with the old sort of camaraderie on the farm sort of thing.
Totally, you
know, good salt of the earth people.
Yeah.
But when it gets, so are these good salt of the earth women in this movie, or are these elite sports people? Because it's a sport.
You've got to be really fit. Like, there's a bit of both, I think. You know, they're cool, like Kiwis, you know, like good normal, everyday Kiwis, which I really like.
Yep.
But they're also incredible athletes, like amazingly fit people, you know, like they share these sort of 70 kg animals, and they do like 400 of them in a day. You know, like, you've got to be like really, really strong and fit.
I love the way with sheep shearing, you look at the terror in the sheep's eyes when they first come out, and then when they're all shorn, they're like, oh, that's actually, I quite like that.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, that's the thing about when you watch the film, you kind of see, these women sort of grabbing these sheep, and you think, oh, like, is that going to be okay for the sheep? And then they're just there, all comfortable, and it's like smooth and it's easy.
The animal control is amazing, they're just so like at home with animals. And all animals, it's kind of like a cool, one of the things I'm proud about in the movie is that like we've sort of shown that, you know, these rural people are real animal lovers, which you don't really get very often, you know.
Sometimes farm just comes under the category of farm and gets on all the bad farms that do bad, you know, the bad stuff, get, you know, you're on your farm, you must treat your animals poorly, shit about them and something. It's quite a dance, isn't it, the sheep shearing?
Yeah.
So you would have been to the Golden Shears and...
Yeah. So the Golden Shears is incredible. Like, it's an absolute spectacle. And if you ever get the chance, you should go. It's in Masterton every year.
Masterton.
And it's epic, you know, like it's just a real spectacle, like people in like bow ties, amazing like announcers, you know, like riffing, and they're just, it's a lot of fun. And you know, it's the other thing I like about it, it's like really Kiwi, you know, you can get like a sausage roll and they've got like lolly bags and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. And so there's a men's contest and a women's contest?
No.
I don't want to spoil the doco, but
women compete against the men, which is awesome. It's sort of it looks like a real sort of like you need to have brute strength, but women can compete because it's all technique, you know. It's kind of like
There'll be a lot of tattooed, sweaty shoulders being looked over by gentlemen. They're going, how far away are they? They go, 1:40 now.
There's a bit of that, Some of the blokes don't like it, and some of them, you know, really love it. So, you know, it's kind of, it's a cool little world.
And I mean, what's for you? What really when you knew, this is Doco's working. This idea of mine is really, you know, there must be a moment when you sort of click and you go, this is it. We've got stories galore here. This is awesome. What was that moment?
I think with any Doco, it's the characters. You know, it's the people. You got to like the people if you're going to hang out with them for 90 minutes. You know, in a dark room in a cinema. So I think the people that we managed to find are just like really cool, awesome women who are like really inspiring and funny and quirky, but also kind of really driven, and they've just got really cool sort of emotional arcs that I think make for a good film.
Right. And so we don't talk too much about how it all plays out in the film, but I think, you know, my belief is that New Zealanders love to watch New Zealanders. As long as it's entertaining, and it sounds like it's a test. You watched it.
I did.
It's entertaining.
One thing that, though, because I kind of expected when meeting you that you'd be like, I grew up on a farm, and like I've shorn sheep, is that the right word?
Styled sheep.
Shorn sheep. I've styled the sheep before. But how did you come across this art form?
We were talking earlier, I grew up in Green Lane in pretty much central Auckland, and the closest thing I got to a sheep was in Cornwall Park. So I don't know really. I sort of just got obsessed with it for some reason. It's just like,
because like you were going through YouTube and you found a video, or like how do you even come across?
I don't know. I wanted to do a film. You know, I'd done enough work to figure out how to make a movie, and I wanted to do a Kiwi film. And no one had really done sheep shearing, which is kind of bizarre because, you know, we're such, you know, it's so synonymous with being a Kiwi. You know, people make sheep jokes all the time about us. And I just got interested in it and sort of did a lot of reading, did about a year's worth of reading to get my head around it. And then started shooting it. And
there's a lesson there, listeners. Year's worth of reading, first film, and it's on the film festival, just saying.
It was cool.
Do the theory as well as the practical, eh? That's what you're saying, eh?
It definitely pays off, I think.
What was the first book you picked up? Did you subscribe to Sherry Magazine or something like that?
There's awesome, I'm actually telling you a bit of fib. I started with YouTube. Golden Chairs does this great sort of YouTube channel. And I went through that. And it's real awesome. You can sort of get a sort of taste of the buzz of it. And then I started reading, and it's like sharing history books that are just like, you know, that thick, you know, look like Game of Thrones in terms of how thick they are. And it's just all about, you know,
Did you find yourself contested by that sort of drop a name and look at you like you should know who it was?
There's like, there's celebrities, you know, the total celebrity sharers out there, and like great ones from the past, you know, like Snow Quinn, you know, just the names even are so awesome, you know, like this bloke who was awesome called Snow Quinn.
And a hush comes over the share door.
Just
the clipping of the shutter.
It's a cool world, eh? It's a real buzzy world.
Hey, so congratulations for it being in the New Zealand International Film Festival.
Thank you very much.
And when's it on, and when can people go see it? And what are you doing with the film now that it's finished? You're doing radio interviews and stuff.
I'm doing the publicity thing, which is my first time, which has been heaps of fun, you know. We come out, our movie releases next week on Thursday the 11th of October. And we're on around 70 screens in New Zealand, which is a real good result for a little Kiwi grassroots film. So you can see it pretty much anywhere. Next week I'm going on a tour around the country.
It's quite a big release, isn't it?
Mm. It is, yeah.
Is that the word we were looking for yesterday, by the way? Release?
I'm not sure.
Cinema release?
Your word. Release.
Release. Thanks for contributing to the show. That's quite a big release, isn't it?
All events and stuff. I feel like that is huge.
And you're going to go for a tour around the country in a Maori camper van, you're saying?
Yeah, Maori camper van.
Keeping it real.
Totally. And they've come on board and given me a free camper van, which is pretty awesome. So I'm just going to go around, and my only thing I have to do every day is watch a movie and drive around the country, which is a pretty awesome
The same movie. Same movie you've been watching for years. How long did it take you to complete the whole thing from start to finish?
It was about...
Don't count the reading.
Oh, 3 years. 3 years to start to finish,
That commitment, that drive, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Congratulations, Jack. Thank you very much for coming in. Jack Nichols is the director of She Shares. And where can we see that in Auckland? Do we know?
I think it's down at the one down in...
It's on at the Bridgeway.
The one down in the thing.
Yeah.
It's on at the Bridgeway.
Oh, very nice.
And it, Is it on at the event cinemas?
Oh, I'm not sure. Okay. I should probably know this, yeah.
Look, you can look it up yourself.
You can look it up. She it's shares. On, I found it straight away.
She shares. And let me ask you this, Jack. The women that you feature in the movie, are they going to be big stars after this?
I hope so. They're you know, worth it. They're really interesting, fascinating people, and they're worthy of acclaim, you know. They're good people.
Hey, good on you, man. Thanks very much for coming in. Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.